Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, Brian Marcel, a founder and the chairman of International Barcode Systems Group, ICBS. Is that right, Brian?
IBCS.
I'm sorry, IBCS. And is there a .com on the end of that?
It's IBCSgroup.com.
Okay. ICBS. IBCS. Just like it's in order, the B in front of the C, folks, IBCSgroup.com. And also the book is called Raise the Bar, Change the Game. That's Brian's new book on helping you with blockchain and with other technologies that will help you improve your business. Brian, thanks again for being here. Thanks for joining us from Mallorca in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. Talk to us about what you think blockchain is going to mean to the future of business, including out here on Main Street.
The thing is, Jim, I think there's so many areas. It's like barcode. Any company, pretty much, of any size can use a barcode solution because of the efficiency. And blockchain could do the same, and especially as it's going to cut out middlemen. And, you know, that's why the banks are so panicky and
the lawyers
into their own payments and things.
And the lawyers?
Lawyers as well. Lawyers, insurance companies.
Governments are worried about it, too.
Well, I mean, of course, the voting system can help with governments and make it more trustworthy. So I see big applications there. So we might have elections that aren't rigged anymore, which would be quite good. So blockchain will help there. It's going to revolutionize the automotive industry, of course, the supply chain industry. You're going to be able to, arrange your own shipments without having intermediates and anything on the customs side. You know, at the moment you have to keep searching for your customs documents all over the place. But if they're on the blockchain, you know where they are, and you know they're authentic, anybody can have a look at them anytime. Other thing it's going to do is counterfeit. It's going to prevent counterfeits, counterfeit medicines, pharmaceuticals, counterfeit tobacco, counterfeit assets. Counterfeit, whatever you like, really, automated parts, because all these things have to be validated before they get onto the blockchain. And the neat thing is the connection to barcodes, because everything that goes on a blockchain needs a digital identity. And guess what? A barcode is a digital identity.
Do you see barcode being a component of a blockchain?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've never heard anybody else say that. Tell us how.
Because, as I say, to go on the blockchain, the transaction has to have a digital identity so that it can all be validated. So whether it's a person or whether it's a thing or an asset, that has to be validated. So it has to be in digital format. So a barcode is a digital identity, if you think about it, because it's a unique number. Every product in the supermarket or wherever else has got a unique number that's globally known. So a scan of that shoves it on the blockchain, and it's validated. It's a recognized standard or whatever.
Right.
And then you can build from there. And so an RFID, which you mentioned, is also perfect because That's also a digital identity.
Mm-hmm. And those could become proof of work elements to validate the blockchain's progress too, couldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. And as it's being read through the supply chain, every time it moves, that will cause a transaction.
That is a real aha moment for me, Brian. What you just explained about about RFID and about barcode as a component of blockchain, that's an aha moment for me, and I'm sure for my audience too. Hey, Brian, will you come back? You've got a lot more to teach us.
Well, I'd love to. I mean, it's really kind of you to invite me.
Well, you're welcome here anytime. We're going to get you back again real soon. Brian Marcel, ladies and gentlemen, his new book is called Raise the Bar, Change the Game. I encourage you to check that out. We'll have him back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.